Welcome to Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki, a lively and provocative conversation with some of the most dynamic change makers of our time. Be inspired by today's top metaphysical experts, authors, and speakers in the mind, body, and spirit arena. Get ready to ignite your beautiful spark and release the power within. Call Kimmy and Donna now at 888-627-6008.
Welcome to Interviews. Oh my gosh, it is so great to be back on the air and so great to be on bbsradio.com. It's been a few years. Wonderful, wonderful station. And Donna, I am so happy to continue this journey together.
It's wonderful to be here. I'm excited too. It's been a nice little break, I think, to have a few months off, but it feels really, really good to be back on the air and to share with people again and connect with you, Kimmy, every Monday. I love this.
Me too. It's like, we had to recalibrate a little, you know, and I love that. I love using that word recalibrate. And when you recalibrate, you know, you're just kind of energetically reconnecting. And I know that both of us have been doing a lot of reconnecting. We've got some, I just want to talk about some events that we have coming up. Donna and I are going to be spending some time together, and I'm usually coming to her neck of the woods, and she's coming to my neck of the woods. We're going to be in Columbus, Ohio, and that is the weekend of the 17th and 18th, and we're going to be at the Universal Life Expo, and we are going to be speaking. I'm going to be speaking Saturday. Donna's going to be speaking Sunday. I'll also be doing readings. We've got a booth together. We're really excited to see everybody. It is at Veterans Memorial Center. It's a beautiful place, wonderful speakers. And then May?
We didn't specify the month because it is in May. It's May 17th.
Yes. Yeah. May 17th. That just hit me. So, and then on May the 20th, we are going to be at Laughs, Inc. And Laughs, Inc., it's a comedy club, but it's also very dedicated to spirituality. And we all know laughter heals. And the owner is a very good friend of mine. We're going to be doing a beautiful evening. We'll have music. We have a musician. We're going to have like a lot of community connection. And Donna, you want to tell everybody about it a little?
We're going to be talking about it's never too late to live your dream. And, it doesn't matter how old we are or where we're at in our life or what we've done or haven't done. The dream that we brought with us when we came into this world, because we all have one, and it's still there. So it's going to be about stepping into opening up, receiving your dream, and learning how to connect to your guides and your angels, loved ones in that, so that we're being guided. We don't have to do this alone. We've got guides and angels and lots of help as we kind of step into our dream, and it's letting go of those fears and moving forward. So it's going to be fun. We've got some exciting things going on and some music and magic and lots of, it's going to be a really fun evening.
You know, the magic of Mardigan, he's counselor, psychotherapist, and he is a true magician, and he studied magic for years. He's very popular in our area, and he's also a very good friend of mine, and he was so excited to he teaches with magic, and he teaches spiritual things, and so we're really excited to have him. And like I said, some music. And then Donna is, I'm so excited for her to share her journey and your book, Meet Me. You want to say it? I love it when you say it yourself.
It's called I'll Meet You at the Base of the Mountain. And so I will have books there, and we'll be talking about, there is life after death, and love does go on. And, we're all on an amazing journey. And so, it's going to be a wonderful evening. And what I'm excited too is just the location. It's going to be casual and it's going to be fun, and you're going to be sitting at little tables, and you know, you can even have a glass of wine if you so desire, and that. So it's going to be a really casual, fun, energetic evening.
And it is, and some snacks, and just we've got, and the neat thing is from 6 to 7, you're going to be able to just come in and just enjoy the music and just mingle. And then I'm going to be doing I'm just going to be giving some messages that my guides have given me. And this has a lot to do with the times that we're in now and the opening. We're actually in an opening, you know, where people can really receive. And so I'm going to teach you some little intuitive things where you can download and receive information. And then I'm going to be joined by Jody Weaver, and she's an amazing medium, and we're both going to be giving messages. So if you're wanting to connect with your loved one, I'm really excited. We've done work in Lilydale together and other places, Canada. It's going to be an exciting evening. And then just so much more. We're going to have other people there from the community. And the neat thing is we are going to be donating $5 to every ticket we sell, that it will go to this. In my community, we are building a tree of life for all the children that, and I say children, to me, they're children, anywhere from ages 30 on down that have passed away. We've had many kids that have been leaving this earth, and this tree of life will be made, a real tree put in one of our parks here in Bedford, Michigan. So I appreciate that, you know, everybody is coming out and the support. If you would like to get information, you can actually go over to laughsinc.com. And you can actually just call the number if you'd like to get a ticket. The cost of the ticket is $25. And it's going to be a great week. We're really looking forward to it. And Donna, you know, speaking of that, we are in a great time of change right now. And a lot of people have asked me, you know, is the spring equinox, you know, what's going on? And I've been getting things online about all these shifts and changes that are going on, and people that are like really kind of like changing things. Does that make sense? Like they're changing things in the world. And I've been watching people, and I saw this article on Howard Stern.
Wow.
He actually experienced transcendental meditation.
Oh my gosh.
In his life.
Who would believe
that? Yes. I know. And he is like, you know, just all about, you know, this whole shift. And I'm excited about it because I think that's really all the things that are really neat are just things that we just kind of take that for granted, you know what I mean? But it's, I was thinking, wow, he is really opening up. And so here we go, you know, and I thought it was neat because I am organizing a transcendental meditation group here in this area to in June. So when I heard that, I'm like, okay, you just get that confirmation that you're on the right track.
Well, and I went to the Hay House Conference a couple of weeks ago in Denver last weekend, I guess. And Tim Ryan was one of the speakers there. He wrote a book called A Mindful Nation. And he spoke about mindfulness and how we all need to learn how to tune in and connect. And he started a program in schools. And I'm not sure what state he's from or what area he represents in that, but it was somewhere, I think, back east that he started a program in schools working with children, and this is in the public school system, on mindfulness and meditation and being conscious of what you're doing and what you're creating in your life and everything. And it was fascinating to hear him speak. This is a congressman. You know, it was just amazing. He's got a wonderful book. We did an article on it several issues ago in Bella Spark magazine, but he has a wonderful message. And so it's so fascinating to see these people who are shifting and opening up to this and becoming more mindful and aware and conscious, more conscious of what we're actually doing on this planet.
And I love that when you say more conscious, you know, because that's a huge thing, is becoming more conscious. And with that, I think we're going to go to a break, and let's think about that. How can you be more conscious in your life? And do you have anything that you want to share about this shift? Because I'll tell you, I've been talking to a lot of people who have been really telling me some amazing stories. And these are people that I would never imagine that would have what I call opened up. And Howard Stern, like you said, that was kind of like a huge thing. And even our school system here has really been, I just cannot believe the stuff that they're doing. And I'm excited to be involved in all of this. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Donna, did you want to give out the number for people to call?
Yes, if you'd like to call in, the number is 888-627-6008. We would love to hear from you and learn from you and see what's happening in your world, because there is a lot going on, and people are experiencing amazing things and little things. Some of them are big, some of them are little, but I think everybody's feeling this shift that's happening on the planet. And we've got lots more to share and lots to talk about. So give us a call. Again, 888-627-6008 is the number.
And we will be back with more of interviews on bbsradio.com.
Hi, it's Kimmy. Would you like to join me for one of Ohio's greatest spiritual trade fairs? Join me and Donna Saki on May 17th and May 18th at the Universal Life Expo. Together, we'll be sharing messages about life, love, laughter, and community. I will be speaking on Saturday, and Donna will be speaking on Sunday. It's called Let It Shine, Universal Light Expo, located downtown Columbus at Veterans Memorial on Broad Street. You can go to www.uleexpo.com for more information. This is Kimmy. If you want to get a hold of me for a reading, a crystalline consciousness session, or Reiki, or you're interested in classes, come and visit me at Light the Way. You can go to LITETheWay.com, or you can call 734-854-1514. That's Light the Way, LITETheWay.com.
And welcome back to interviews. Thank you for being with us today. It's here it is, our first show on BBS Radio, and we are excited to have an opportunity to be with you again for interviews.
You know, and I'm excited. We've got, you know, it's been a journey for both of us, and Don and I've known each other. I was counting the time, and I'm going, wow. You know, it either goes fast or I've not, I think maybe is it, it's going to go slower, because I've been learning in my life to be more present, which is really important. And with that presence comes a lot of just, it comes the journey. And I wrote that, you know, it's really not about the destination. It is about the journey. And that's what is really important. So I'm going to give our number out one more time. If you want to call for a reading, guidance, or you want to share a story, 888-627-6008. You can also go to bbsradio.com. You can go to bellaspark.com or kimmyrose.com.
And I wanted to read something. I found this wonderful quote about love. And I think it kind of ties in. It says, "Dear human, you've got it all wrong. You didn't come here to master unconditional love. That is where you came from and where you'll return. You came here to learn personal love, universal love, messy love, sweaty love, crazy love, broken love, whole love, infused with divinity, lived through the grace of stumbling, demonstrated through the beauty of messing up. Often, you didn't come here to be perfect. You already are. You came here to be gorgeously human, flawed and fabulous, and then to rise again into remembering." Isn't that just the most beautiful quote?
I love that.
You know, I mean, sometimes
it's true.
And we want to be perfect and we want to tap into our higher self, but there's a reason why we're here, and it's to experience things. My guide said, we don't have wine in heaven. You know, we like wine. We like it, you know, because we come here to experience and sample lots of different things. But our goal is to remember where we came from and to experience and sample from a place of love and that, and not of hate and fear and everything. But we can still have lots of fun here.
I agree. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. And that's, you know, I always say, Donna, you know, that, you know, people think that you should, not that I don't like Sedona, because I really do like Sedona, but you know, you don't have to go to Sedona to be spiritual or aware. You can actually sit in McDonald's and have a Big Mac because you already are.
Mm-hmm. I love
and
that.
That's the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, although I have yet to find a Big Mac in Sedona or a McDonald's in Sedona because I really didn't see one, but that's okay. I mean, I really I looked and it, and I will admit to liking, it's funny. Taco Bell is one of my favorite places. So, but I grew, you know, that's where I grew up. So, and it's inside of you, you know, everything inside of you is just this, it's about awakening, truly.
It is. And remembering, because it is, everything is inside of us, and remembering that, where we came from, who we are, and that we never end. I think that's the biggest piece. And, you know, you teach that in your classes. I talk about it in my book. You know, we never end, and our loved ones never die. We always continue. And so it's just learning how to connect with those other worlds, those other dimensions, because we're all still here. It's a good thing we don't have heavy bodies everywhere, because it would be packed, because there's billions of us.
You're so right. And you know, it's funny, because when you talk about that, you know, there's billions of us, although if we really can focus on the etheric part of us, it's amazing the things that we can do. And when I say that with all truth. There's so much to be learned. And that's why I love this show, because, you know, it's about teaching. And I want to remind everybody that's listening, you're teachers too. You know, we're here, you know, I think, and I truly believe that the best teacher is also the student. And so with honor, I want to just share with everyone that, you know, this is an important thing for you to know, is that we honor the presence, that you know, you're taking time to be present and to listen and to share. And that means a lot to us. And anybody that's even listening to the podcast, know that even though you may not be listening at the exact moment that we, you know, we're doing this show. You're with us now, and you are present. And I with great thanks, I appreciate that.
Well, and time is not linear as we tend to think. We've been taught, and it's all ongoing, and everything is energy. So we are always connected with each other. So yes, you are present with us whenever you would listen to our radio show, whether it's a podcast or archived or whatever. We're always present with each other. All we need to do is tap in and tune into each other, and the frequency is there.
And it's all about the frequency. I love that. Do you remember that song, I just remember the word frequency and Kenneth. Do you remember the song I'm talking about?
I don't.
I can't think of the name of it. But it was all about frequency. And I thought that it was really a really, really cool, you know, way of putting things. And the other thing that I thought that was really neat was I'm hearing more and more about frequency, and the more I hear about it, the more excited I get, because it's just opening up, and you think, wow, okay, we're in the right timing, the right vibration, and as things flow, we get to flow with things, and we don't have to do everything so like boom, 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 boom. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It just comes. Everything comes in divine order.
And it's all about tapping into the frequency, not just of other beings, you know, in other dimensions. It's, you know, the more we're learning about the quantum field, and once you can tap into the quantum field, and tap into the frequency of whatever it is that you want to know or learn or experience, or whoever you want to connect with, then you can. It's all out there. I remember I worked with an amazing animal communicator, Amelia Kincaid, and she said, "I don't teach people how to tap into talk to their animals just so they can connect with their pets. I teach them how to talk to their animals so they can learn how to tap into the quantum field. Because once you can tap into the quantum field, you can tap into anything." And it's like that radio dial, you know, the old-fashioned radio dial. You know, you turn the dial to get this frequency or that station or whatever. If we can learn how to tap into the frequency of what it is we want in the quantum field, because everything's energy, everything's out there, we can do anything. We can connect with anything. We can learn anything. We can manifest anything. My guides were telling me that the other day. They said, you know, I'm always working on abundance. Prosperity is one of my things that I'm working on a regular basis. And they said, you need to tap into the frequency of abundance. And so it's learning how to tap into that frequency. Or if you're looking for a relationship or whatever, you have to tap into that frequency of love and having a relationship. Whatever it is, health, the frequency of health. And once you tap into that frequency of health, anything that is not aligned with it will fall away. And that was the piece anything that is, if once you're tapped into that frequency of whatever it is you want, anything that is not aligned with it will fall away. If you tap into abundance, debt is not aligned with abundance and debt will fall away. If you tap into love and see yourself in a relationship and a positive, and you know what this relationship looks and feels like, anything else that is not of that standard will fall away. People might leave, you know, your life because they're not in alignment with what you want and who you are. It's fascinating. It's the key is figuring out exactly
how to do that. I couldn't agree with you more. I know. And you know something? It's really not that difficult if you can just get your mind out of the way.
Right.
And how you get your mind out of the way is you take a deep breath and you just simply listen. Listen to your cues. And that's what I think is important, is truly listening to your cues. And your cues, you know, now if everybody's like, oh my gosh, I gotta listen to my cue, I'm gonna miss my cue. No, you're not gonna miss your cue. Your cue is divine, and your cue will be given to you. And when it is your time, trust me, you'll hear it, right, Donna?
Mm-hmm.
When you went to see your daughter, remember when, you know, when your daughter had passed away and you went and saw an angel reader, it was like something opened you up.
Right.
And shifted you.
Yeah. So what are some of the cues, Kimmy? Can you give some examples of cues that people might get?
Yeah. I love doing that. And the first thing that I would tell you is the first cue is to totally know that you are not completely crazy. And when I say that, it's like the messages that come, they come on purpose, okay? And they come on purpose because you are the type of, because you're asking for them to show their presence. And I feel like it's important to really pay attention. My cues are, I will be driving and I will look for signs. Like, I remember when I was going, okay, what do I need to look into? I was going through a divorce and I'm like, what do I need to look for? Okay. Just to be aware of where I was at. So I intend clarity. I look up and I see poopycredit.com on a sign. And I know that sounds funny, but or scary, but it's really not, it's not really a bad thing. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to check out, you know, you're married for a long time and you think, oh, everything's okay. And then I started looking through things and I went, oh my goodness. Okay. So what is it about this? And then I, all of a sudden I saw this gym. It was a gym off to the side. And then I saw a tree limb that had fallen down. And the message I got very clearly was, okay, you don't have to carry all the weight all the time. Mm. And the tree limb that had fallen down meant that this wasn't going to break me either. And so I just really wanted, you know, to for a minute, I wanted to scream. I will be honest with you, because I thought, this isn't fair. I've worked hard. I, you know, and then I went, no, this is just telling me, you know, that's something else. There's something else that I'm supposed to learn from this. And then as I was moving along, I saw something else. And what I saw was a baby bird, because I had pulled over and it was just this little baby bird. Then I saw a white owl. And to me, that was just about being my wisdom, my inner wisdom. And it was like, I'm not going to lose any part of myself, because everything I have to get on my feet will be provided. I picked up the phone because I was really worried about my house. And this lady I called, she answered the phone. Because I was told, call. I just heard in my voice, call the bank. And, you know, I mean, like literally going to lose my house and go into foreclosure. Okay. And this lady said to me, is this Kimmy? And I said, yeah. She said, you once helped me. I was going to end my life. Mm. Now I want to help you.
Wow.
I had to sit down. Because I just was like, wow, this is just, I don't even have the words to describe it other than it was divine. And so to me, a cue is not just hearing like a voice in your head, because it can be, but it can be a sign that you see as you're driving. It's many things.
Right.
But most of all, pay attention.
Yeah, because the universe is trying to point us in the right direction and help us as we step into this. So definitely pay attention. The signs can come in a lot of different ways. And that, so, and we have to go to another break, but we will be right back on interviews right after this. We encourage you to give us a call if you have any questions or want to share, like a reading with Kimmy. The number is 888-627-6008, and we'll be right back on interviews right after this.
Hi, it's Kimmy. Would you like to join me for one of Ohio's greatest spiritual trade fairs? Join me and Donna Sack on May 17th and May 18th at the Universal Life Expo. Together, we'll be sharing messages about life, love, laughter, and community. I will be speaking on Saturday and Donna will be speaking on Sunday. It's called Let It Shine, Universal Light Expo, located downtown Columbus, at Veterans Memorial on Broad Street. You can go to www.uleexpo.com for more information. Hi, this is Kimmy. If you want to get a hold of me for a reading, a crystalline consciousness session, or Reiki, or you're interested in classes, come and visit me at Light the Way. You can go to LITETheWay.com, or you can call 734-854-1514. That's Light the Way, LITETheWay.com.
And we are back on BBS Radio. You're listening to Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Vasaki. I'm Kimmy Rose and Donna Vasaki here, 888-627-6008. Please visit our websites. You can go over to bellaspark.com. Also check out Donna's magazine. It is a wonderful magazine. And my website, kimmyrose.com. We've got events coming up, lots of really neat things. Donna's going to be over here in Columbus and in the Toledo area in, gosh, I can't believe it, May. It's coming so quickly. And Donna, you were talking about some messages that you've been getting.
Well, I think the message is that change is coming, and we need to be open to it and aware. I know you sent me one, Kimmy, about the energies that are happening on the planet and the special dates coming up this month in April and in May. You know, we've got the equinox and there's a lunar eclipse and lots of interesting things. And all of these things are happening for a reason. And they're sending these... Yes. They're bringing more energies to the planet, and each time this happens, it's shifting us. It's helping us to release old stuff. It's shifting us. And one of the things that I wanted to mention today, I read an amazing, or listened to an amazing interview with Patricia Cota Robles, and she talked about the energies on the planet, and it was a great correlation because I had just done an event with Dr. Eben Alexander, and he, in his book, he talks about how he was in this when he had his near-death experience. He was in, at first he was in this dark, dingy, murky place that he had to travel through before he finally got to the light. And a lot of near-death experience people will describe going through this tunnel or being in this dark space going towards the light. And Patricia Cota Robles, and we've had her on our radio show, she's a fascinating woman and channels beings from the other side. Her description of that, this dark tunnel, this darkness that these people who have had near-death experiences describe, she said this is all of the negative energy, all of the discordant fear and anger and negativity that has happened on this planet for eons and eons and eons. And it's an energetic field. We talked about the quantum field and how, you know, there's energy all around us. Well, we are the planet Earth is like surrounded by this dark energetic field of everything that's negative that's taken place on this planet. And this is what, when people have near-death experiences, is her description, is what we travel through. Or when we die, we travel through this field, and then we move into the light, to the next energy field of light and love and everything. But the most important thing, and the piece that I got out of it, you know, Patricia's description more than anything else, is that as we are releasing, as we are letting go of stuff, old beliefs, old resentments, old fears, whatever it is, as we are moving into our closer to our higher self, and as we release these things, we are releasing, transmuting another little piece of that dark energy field that is around the planet. That's what's happening right now. That's what's been happening for the last several years. As we move up in vibration, as we release and transmute our old negative energies, we're transmuting it for the whole planet. It's being transmuted into love and light, and that field of dark energy that's surrounding the earth is getting lighter and lighter and lighter. And so a lot of this
So when you say
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'll ask my question.
Go ahead.
I'm curious because I've got a question from Rebecca, just sent a question in. And she's saying, when you're saying dark energies, I'm freaking out because what do you mean dark energies? That's kind of scary. Can you explain a little bit more?
Yeah, and it's not like dark energies like ghosts or things like that. It's like if you walk into a room and there's a party going on and everybody's happy and everything, you feel uplifted and everything. You walk into another room and everybody's angry or sad or something going on. You can feel it energetically. It's not like there's a dark force out there, you know, or dark or ghosts or right. or entities that are malicious. What's the word? Bad.
That's what she was. I think she was thinking.
No,
that.
It's again, feel it. You can tell the difference when you go into a room where everybody's happy and joyful in that, and it feels light and fun. And then you go into another room. That's the kind of energy that I'm speaking of. So I didn't want to scare anybody. It's not like there's it's just this all this
everything like gonna get you.
Yeah, it's not like anything's going to get you. Like there's these dark, how do you say that word? Dark, bad, entities out circling the planet. That's not what I'm trying to say. It's just that feeling of sadness or anger or fear or rage or whatever that's accumulated. From all of the eons of stuff that's happened on our planet. It's just like surrounding us. It's like this energetic field of fear and sadness and anger that we're transmuting that. It's a positive thing. It's a really, really good thing that we're able to, every time, you know, we step into a higher vibration, we're raising the whole vibration of the planet and we are transmuting. And by transmuting, it means that energy all of a sudden changes from dark to light, from negative to positive, from sad to joy. And that's what's happening.
That makes a lot of sense. And I want to just share that I think what's really neat is that if you really think about it, we have a beautiful field around us. And in that field, it's our container, I call it. With doing CCT, I call it my crystalline container, which means nothing negative can get in, nothing at all. And within that container is all that beauty and joy. But as we experience things and life, it's like the outside, the outer rim of that container kind of gets pushed on and bruised. And so if you can really realize that in the core of who you are pure, whole, there is nothing that can get in, you know, to you know, that darkness that's there. It's just the little bruises along the way. And if you realize the journey is there for you to grow, it becomes very easy to remove the distortions, because I think distortions is a big way to explain positive energy. It's like we get rid of distorted patterns in our life, the distortions that we think of, we think are true. And then the darkness and all that doubt, I call it doo-doo, you know, that we hold, it goes away, you know, and it does. It's so amazing. You're like, what was I thinking? You know, mm-hmm. But don't beat yourself up. Honor that part of you, because that part of you is the most beautiful part of you. That's always there to grow and find. It's like the High Priestess card in the tarot. It's like, You're remembering who you are,
and what you are is perfect and that's beautiful and pure love.
Yes, exactly. And that's what you're saying. And I that makes so much sense to me, because I've just seen this, like, the whole spiritual movement in so many ways transcend. And it used to be, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world and we're going to die. And if you don't, you know, you're going to sink into the ground and you need to have all this food and you need to, you know, here's the way I look at it. Maybe there's a bad storm, but that could be the most beautiful moment in time for you to share your good things with people. And you never know, you know, maybe you need that person, maybe you're camping, and let's say there's like in the campground, we're going to say the campground has electricity and there's no electricity, so it's a warm place, but you're in the desert and it's really cold at night. So what you do is you give a person that you're, you know, that is your neighbor, an extra blanket. You carry that extra blanket. That's really, you know, that's where we can really understand the dynamics of being connected and the oneness. And to me, that is the most beautiful space we can stand in at all times, is to be able to stand in the presence of the divine, which is each other. I believe.
I love that. I love that. Yes. So, yeah, it's an amazing time, and we're all playing a role in raising the planet up, raising the vibration of the planet to a more divine, higher level, and we're going to see a difference. We're not going to see so much war. It's not going to happen overnight, but people are starting to treat each other better. To act from love and kindness.
They just do, don't they?
Yeah. And I think it's happening.
They just do.
Yeah. And it is happening.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I know.
You know, don't listen to all the stuff on the news and that, because, you know, I think in day-to-day life, people are becoming nicer. And it was interesting. I listened to Panache Desai at the Hay House Conference this weekend, and he talked about every time we resolve something for ourselves, we resolve for the entire collective, because we are all one. And so it's a really nice thought that as we learn and grow and expand in our consciousness, we're helping the whole planet expand and grow in its consciousness. And that's what the Patricia talked about too, with this layer of kind of dark, doo-doo. Doo-doo that kind of circles us, that it's still we're transmuting it as we raise our vibration and we move into a higher place. And you know, we have to go to another break right now. And we will be right back on Interviews on BBS Radio. We're on station number 1. And we invite you to call in if you have a question or a comment or want a question for Kimmy. The number is 888-627-6008. And we will be right back on Interviews right after this.
Hi, it's Kimmy. Would you like to join me for one of Ohio's greatest spiritual trade fairs? Join me and Donna Psaki on May 17th and May 18th at the Universal Life Expo. Together, we'll be sharing messages about life, love, laughter, and community. I will be speaking on Saturday and Donna will be speaking on Sunday. It's called Let It Shine, Universal Light Expo, located downtown Columbus at Veterans Memorial on Broad Street. You can go to www.uleexpo.com for more information. This is Kimmy. If you want to get a hold of me for a reading, a crystalline consciousness session, or Reiki, or you're interested in classes, come and visit me at Light the Way. You can go to LITETheWay.com or you can call 734-854-1514. That's Light the Way, LITETheWay.com.
Welcome back to Interviews. I'm Kimmy Rose and Donna Psaki on BBSRadio.com. I want to invite you over to our website. And Donna's website is a wonderful website. She has an amazing magazine. It is bellaspark.com. And my website is kimmyrose.com. And I wanted to just also share that if you would like to get a reading with me, you can call 734-854-1514. And if you want to experience just totally releasing distortions and working with frequency, I do have 14 singing bowls and I use tuning forks. And Donna, I can't wait till you come here because I want to do a nice session on you. It just
with you'll the feel tuning like you're forks, like, I love those with, tuning forks
and the singing bowls and the 14 singing bowls. It's amazing, and it just lightens everything up. And I do that over the phone. It's just great. Or I do it in person. I am located here in Lambertville, Michigan. It's just over the Toledo line. And again, 734-854-1514. But I do have I think I know what happened when the connection got lost, because I could feel myself, like, as I was during that near-death experience, I felt myself floating up. And I remember Nancy Dannison, who is a wonderful teacher, once telling me, well, sometimes what you do is you lose your touch with the earth, Kimmy. You've got to learn to keep your feet on the ground, and you're going to experience all these problems with connections with your computer and things like that. And I went, yeah, that happens a lot. and it's funny because I was starting to describe, just feeling like I was just part of everything, and I'm just holding space, and I'm actually sitting down on my butt on the ground because I'm not going to lose connection. But I got this message, and it was amazing. I saw fire, the element of fire, and it's just energy. And to me, fire is just natural energy. And it was like I saw this. It was a burning bush, and I heard a voice that said, "Teach people we are one." And I just looked at it and go, I already do that. That was my answer. Yeah. Everybody's going to think, oh, wow, she's going to like give this really neat, cool. No, I said, I already do that. And then I heard, teach people we are one. And I said, okay, is that it? Yes, teach people we are one. And I woke up, I was completely wet, my clothes. And my partner had said to me, he goes, what happened? And he wrote it down. He wrote it down. And I been on that journey. People ask me what it's about. And when you said about, you know, oneness, that has been my journey for I don't know how many years. It's been a long time. And to me, and Jesus has been talking to me a lot lately. And he said, you know, I was a man and there are other great men, and don't put me on a pedestal, because I am you and you are me, but put mirrors in your eyes as I did. And when you do, you can all see the oneness and the divine love and the divine spirit that touches through the breath of divine with each other. And you don't need to be crucified to have a message. So, you know, I thought that. I'm like, well, what other crazy experience do I need to go through? Let's see. I went through what? 2 near-death experiences. And it was like, no, we're in a different time. Things have shifted. So, you know, Donna, I know you went through, I knock on wood, because your experience to me as a mother would be one of probably the most horrifying experiences. And I really don't want to go through that experience, you know, coming in that human side. But I look to you, and I have so much honor and respect with you losing your little girl. And but the respect I have for you on such a deeper level is, as much as I understand the breath and the connection that we are never disconnected, I can still say I would have a hard time.
Yeah. Well, and I think everybody does, you know,
it's true.
It's, and I have to say that there were times when I didn't want to continue in this life. I mean, I think that's a common experience for a lot of people who've lost a loved one, or maybe even, you know, experienced other terrible tragedies or illness and things. And it's like, I don't want to do this anymore. But we're here, you know, we're here to experience. It did change for me. And actually, I think it's taken me 10 years.
Share that.
I woke up this morning, actually, and I have felt, you know, many times over the years that I don't care if I live or die. And I remember having a conversation with Greg Braden one time, and he talked about how as we raise in our vibration and we start to remember who we are, and we're going to be living longer and longer and experiencing so much more. And I'm going, I don't want to live forever. You know, I don't want to live till I'm 100 years old and everything. I don't care. You know, I thought I could leave tomorrow and I would be just fine. And I felt that way for a long time. And I thought if I got sick, I really wouldn't fight it because I would be ready to go. But I actually woke up this morning. I was telling Kimmy before this show started, and I was meditating, and it came to me that I don't want to die. I want to live. I have so much more yet to do in this lifetime on this planet. I don't want to die. And it was a switch for me. It was a total switch. I had kind of closed the chapter of my life of grief and loss and anger and everything. I think my book helped me do that. You know, come to the and closure, get some closure around that, around the loss of my daughter and everything. And I decided, I want to live. I'm ready to live. So I hope everybody who's experienced loss and that gets to that point.
They will. And you know why? Mm-hmm. Well, at least everyone that listens to every time you speak, everything you share, because if, you know, being through things in my life, and in no way could ever compare, you know, being through incest as a child or rape when I was older, as losing a child to me is worse. Okay. And I really, because when I go into the emotions, I would rather, maybe it's that crucifixion thing of, you know, like, you know, I can't imagine. But I will tell you that, you saying that to me, and after going through the most beautiful experience I ever had in the world of a near-death experience, you know what happened to me? I said the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you there? Oh, I think we lost her.
Yep.
Oh.
Nope, I'm here.
Okay, you're kind of cutting out. Oh. I think we have to end the show. It's been amazing talking to you today, and I'm so grateful that we're back on the air and that we're able to be here with you on BBS radio station. We invite you to join us again next week, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you're in the mountains, it's noon, and in the central time, it's at 1 o'clock, and eastern time, it's 2. I know I always have trouble figuring out the time zone, so we invite you to come back and join us again next week on interviews on BBS Radio. And Kimmy, I'll let you close.
And from my heart to yours, yes, I am.
Okay.
And from my heart to you, yep, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. From my heart to yours, Donna, I really wanted to end that with the glad appreciation and love I have for you and everyone that is listening. And I really, really want you to say the book that you wrote, because people need to write this down. It will change their lives.
My book is called I'll Meet You at the Base of the Mountain, and it's available on Amazon.com, both in the Kindle version and the paperback, or you can get it through bellaspark.com. And it's my journey from grief to life. So thank you, Kimmy. Thank you, everyone, for being with us today.
And I say from life to life, and thank you. Bless you.
Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki can be heard here every Monday on the BBS Radio Network at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Visit Kimmy on her website at kimmyrose.com and Donna on her website at bellaspark.com. Thank you for joining us today.